Welcome to Bigger Talks with Eric Bigger, a podcast dedicated to delving into unexpected conversations with a diverse range of guests. I'm your host, Eric Bigger, and I'm joining you each week to create an authentic space of dialogue about the subcultures of American life through engaging discussions with writers, actors, experts, and influencers. We will explore the strength of diversity and the transformational power of vulnerability. So let's dive in and discover the unexpected together on Bigger Talks. Bigger Talks, Bigger Talks. We're back again, another episode. And today, I want to share my beautiful, beautiful cacao ceremony out in Joshua Tree here in California. My birthday weekend, I want to share all my intentions, gratitude, and everything that happened on that day and how it opened me up even more to receive and to be more clear on my path, life, purpose here on earth, and just everything in between. So before I get started, I want to say thank you to everyone who's been listening to Bigger Talks podcast. Continue to share, subscribe, comment, follow the Instagram page at Bigger Talks podcast, and continue to engage with my content on social media at Eric Bigger. Follow me on all channels. And I just want to say thank you. Sending everyone love, like, gratitude in this moment. But I also want to give a shout out to my sponsors. Shouts out to Simplified Impact, who does all my marketing, all my back end, SEO. They're so phenomenal, so incredible at what they do. They have helped me raise my frequency, my voice, and visibility within the podcast space. So I will put their details in the show notes. And I just want to say thank you to everyone over at Simplify Impact. You were truly amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And by the way, go to itsmiracleseason.co, get you some merch. We got new hoodies in, new t-shirts, snapbacks. Get you a hoodie, wear the merch, represent the brand. But more importantly, It's Miracle Season. It's a vibration, it's a frequency, it's an entity to heal and to open up your heart space, to feel good, to transform, metamorphosis, right? When you wear this merch, it's more than just a brand. It's an energy of light source, and it evaporates and dissolves fear. So get your hoodie, get your shirt, get your hat, go to itsmiracleseason.com and chime in, and I'll get you a nice hoodie, beanie, hat, mug, all the above. And more importantly, I'm doing one-on-one Miracle Season coaching. So if you know anyone out there, if it's you, you want to take yourself to a higher level in your consciousness, you want to reprogram your subconscious, you want to shift your paradigm, you want to be more of you in such an authentic, transparent way, sign up for my one-on-one miracle coaching. Go to my website at ericbigger.com, www.ericbigger.com, and work with me one-on-one. I can take you to a whole nother level in your life, your livelihood, your body, your soul, for you to discover what you're here to do. So, with all that being said, let's get into that episode. Let's go. So I don't know if you guys remember the episode with Sia Lanu Escuela. She's an Aussie. She's from Australia. She did my podcast a few episodes ago about sacred authenticity and co-creation. We had a phenomenal episode. It was incredible. It was phenomenal. We got a lot of engagement. And her and I connected in such a deep level, spiritual level, energetic level. And, you know, she was moved to come to LA to, you know, feel the frequency of the land here. And I was asking her if she could do my cacao ceremony and be someone who could hold space and help me open up and receive whatever I need to receive in the moment. So I'll just give you a little bit of context of what a cacao ceremony is. A cacao ceremony is a spiritual ritual that involves consuming ceremonial grade cacao in a group setting to facilitate connection, healing, and self-exploration. It originates from ancient Mayans and Aztec traditions and has gained popularity in modern times for its ability to promote mindfulness and personal growth. So Sia is not a shaman. She doesn't go by that, but I believe she's a multi-dimensional healer. She has helped me in so many ways just with her information and awareness. She's on a different level, I would say 5D, her level for our spirituality and consciousness. So the intentions was on Sunday, March 10th, a day after my birthday, to go to Joshua Tree out here 2 hours away from LA and do a cacao ceremony. Cacao is more like chocolate, but ceremonial phases that they pray over it. they set their intentions before they let it grow and build up and put it in the ground. It's just more than just chocolate, right? It has spirit, and mama cacao is a spirit, mother spirit that speaks to you, that opens up your heart space, that gives you all the intentions, downloads, spiritual guidance that you might need in that moment. So we go to Joshua Tree. It's a 2-hour drive, a great drive. Sia acknowledged that she spoke to the ancestors of the land in Joshua Tree, and if it was okay for us to come, did we have permission? And they were saying they were looking forward to us coming. They've been waiting on us. They're so happy. And I'm really attuned to like my higher self, my spiritual self. I think for years I suppressed that side of me because I didn't think it made sense for the modern world or the mass majority. So I just kind of kept things in. But as I've gotten older, I've just kind of been more open in a different way. Anything that's going to take me higher to my spiritual, you know, soul evolution to help this world and help this humanity grow and raise the frequency, I'm open. So we driving, we're having a good time. We're talking, of course, we're seeing the mountains. And on our way there, you know, Sia is teaching me that everything has a consciousness. Like the mountains have a consciousness, this computer, the soul, everything is energy. Everything vibrates a frequency. So it has a consciousness. So I'm saying, okay, it's amazing. It made sense for me in that moment we get there. So as we get there to Joshua Tree, we got to go through not a gate, but an entrance where you got to show your parking pass. Joshua Tree National Park is a big park. Like it's really big out in the desert area of California. So as we're arriving, I start to tear up. Like I start to cry. Like you know, I could cry now, but I start to cry because I could feel like, you know, I think she had said it again, like, yeah, they've been waiting for you. And I was like, I got the hit, intuitive hit. Like, man, they've been waiting for me. I've been in LA 13 years and I was supposed to connect with the land in Joshua Tree. So it was like a magical moment because at that moment, before we entered, I realized it's real. So we get there, we're driving through. They got all these like archetypes and bricks and rocks and ways where you can just go and you can connect with the rocks, connect with the mountains and architecture there, how it looks. You know, you got Hemingway, the Echo Tree. They all had different names. And so, of course, it was our first time as well going there. So we drove just trying to try to fill out, like, where do we want to be? Where do we want to go? She's like, Eric, like, just be aware if something stands out to you, let me know. And that's when we can start our cacao ceremony, right? So we go all the way down and we make a loop. I said, you know what? I like those orange, brown, bronzy rocks back there. I think it's the Hemingway. Can we go over there? So we go back, we park the car, and we walk over. So as we in the land space of Joshua Tree at the Hemingway exhibit, call it, she's like, find a spot was called to you, what pulled you in, where you want to go. So I said, okay, I'm very intuitive and inquisitive. So I'm feeling my energy, my spirit is trying to lead me. So then it's like a space, and then it's like, my spirit's like, don't go there, go to the other space. So the other space is kind of hidden, but it's like, you can go behind it, like rocks or between it, right? So I go over there and I see a tree. That's why this is why I got to do the cacao ceremony. Because what's the chances of a tree in the middle of two rocks? So as we approach, we see a young lady, and I got my Miracle Season hoodie. She's like, it's Miracle Season. She's like, oh my God, it's so good. She's beyond the middle of nowhere. Find people and connect. And she just was a beautiful soul and beautiful aura. And she was just talking to us and why she came to Joshua Tree. And she's just surrendering. And she wanted to connect with nature and the land and get closer to God. And beautiful soul, you know, she was just such a beautiful spirit. And this is right before we started our cacao ceremony. So we get there. Now, see, she's so tapped in, dialed in. Beautiful spirit. I climb up to a rock where the tree is like this way. And I was like, I want to do it here. She's like, fine. So we get there. She lay out like her little, I don't know if it's like a rug or something. And she's like, we got to take our shoes off. And we got to plant our foot on a rock. So like barefooted. We got to connect with the rock, with the surface. So we do that. And she get to doing her thing, her chanting. And she called it light language. She said things. And it was like I was in a movie. Like, oh my God, this is it. My, I don't really know what's about to happen. So we had to put like Florida water on us. I think it's like holy water, if I'm not mistaken. And you kind of had to breathe it in, breathe it out. Brewing it has a very strong smell. It smells really good. You bring it in. So basically what it does is it clears your energy within yourself, clears your third eye, opens you up. And then you throw it over your face and then, whoa. And then we get there. I think she gave me some tobacco to like put in my hand and kind of like set my intentions on where I want to kind of open up to and what kind of I want to experience. And then like you give an offering and you just say thank you and set your gratitude. And then boom, here comes the cacao. It's nice and hot. It tastes like hot chocolate, like hot cocoa. It's really good. So before I got to kind of talk to it, say thank you, set my intentions again, my gratitude for to really open my heart space up, because this is a heart medicine. It opens up your heart so you can connect back to self. So I did that a few times before I drank it. I really made sure I was sacred with it and very wholesome and very just delicate and like loved it. Like it's mama cacao, it's a spirit, like be good to it. So I get to drinking. And, you know, it's just like drinking hot cocoa. So I'm like, I'm thinking something crazy is going to happen. So, you know, Sia was telling me that you have to sit with it. It takes time. So anytime you want to bring spirit more into you, take a deep breath and let it come through you. Let the mama cacao work through you. Let it come through you and show you the way, give you the way. She said, I feel like you need a more heavy dosage. You have a strong vibration. So she pulled some more in and I'm drinking and I'm, you know, feeling good. And prior to coming, her and I had a photo and a video and I'm looking at it and just sitting there and just really present. First time I'm really, really present because I'm just sitting with the cacao. Sia is just holding over there, old space. She's not saying anything. And by the way, she's telling me things are coming up and I'm speaking it out. I have my journal, write down what comes out. So mind you, I look at the photo and it's her and I, and I'm just like, something hit my heart. And I was just like, all I could think about was, wow, this woman was really brought into my life to really help me trust people again. And a channel thought that came through was that Sia is a representation of someone who truly wants to help me and not want anything from me. And I felt that in that moment. I started to cry, tears coming out. Because it's been a tough journey in my life to trust people from a young age to a young man to a grown man, especially like being visible, being a public figure, being on national TV. You get all these energy vampires that people come into your life. They want to be a part of it. They want to see what they can get from you. Like it's been a whirlwind. And last year, I had to let go of some very, very intimate, personal, tough relationships that hit my heart. I was telling Sia, I said, I'd never told this, but I had like this hardening around my heart, like it was hard, like feeling it, like it hurt. And, you know, I continue to drink the cacao and I'm like, man, it's not hard no more. Like whatever that was, and what spirit was telling me was that that was the blockage over my heart because I was afraid to trust again, right? Trust people. And not only trust people, trust the universe, trust God, trust higher power. That's what mama cacao was working through me. So we're drinking it. And let me tell you something. I mean, downloads were just coming so fast. You know, it's like, whoa, baby, coming in. And, you know, I was discovering like my purpose here on earth, what I'm here to do, why I'm here, who is who, what is what. And it just like expanded and really, really opened up my third eye, really allowed me to really see my true spiritual gifts, see my power. And it was just a magical experience. And so we left that location at exhibit. By the way, I found out a few days after that where we were sitting was a heart. It was like a heart shape. And we were kind of in the middle of it. So it was so interesting that all that happened in the middle of a heart sculpture of an exhibit that you only could see if you could see it, right? So we leave, we go to another location. We drink a little bit more cacao. She said, stay present with the cacao as we walk and as we go to you, just listen to what you're going to get more thoughts. So we went to another one across the way. She's like, I feel like you got to put your left and your right hand on this rock, as well as your heart and your third eye to heal your masculine and your feminine and open up you up more. So she would have me like go to rocks and put like my third eye, my heart on it and my hands and just hold it there for like taking the energy of the land, taking the energy of the rock. It really filled through it and allowed it to heal me in whatever way. I'm like, wow, that's fascinating. I kind of like that. So we did that. It was incredible. It was phenomenal. And then we go on, then we get to another sculpture, another exhibit, and we just sit there. And as we're sitting there, we're having some more cacao. And this time, we're in that space, we're in that vibration, we're in that portal. Things just start coming to me about life. I understand this life, understand the matrix, understand what I'm here to do. I understand why so many people live in fear. And Next thing you know, we see a big old rainbow, like hollow in the middle, like a sun. It was like the sun, and then the rainbow was around it. The sun was like in the middle of it. And her thing is the rainbow tablets. She has two books out. And she channels all her books. Go to her website. I'll put her information in the show notes as well. CLI New Escuela. I'll tag her as well so you guys get to know. But that's her thing, rainbow tablets. And we would just sit in after them. We just kept seeing rainbows. Like, what? I'm like, Sid, what are you doing? You got superpowers. So make a long story short, we just talked about the remembering of we came back to this earth realm to remind ourselves who we are, to remember. The world has programmed us to forget who we are. So it's so easy for us to give our power away to social media, power away to what our parents think, power away to the government, power away to mass media. We're just constantly giving our power away. And what that does is it allowed fear to come into our frequency. And then fear becomes us. And now we're just on point every little moment. We're afraid to go, you know, because we're not remembering who we are, our power, our true power. We are power rangers. We are co-creators. We are abundant. We are whole. We're complete. And we got to get our power back. But if you don't know, you don't know. And this is just open me up. And I'm like, wow. So I leave that space for a moment. And I had to use the bathroom. So I go to the bathroom. I come back. And as I'm leaving the bathroom, like the mama cacao, the spirit is talking to me like, you just released all the fear from your body.
And I was just like, wow.
Like the cacao opened me up so much to get all the downloads and the truth to come through. And it's like when I went to the bathroom, I just released all the fear from my body. Like all the fear was just gone. Like I have no more fear. Like no more fear. There's nothing to fear, right? And I was just like, wow, this is fascinating. And you just feel happy, you feel jubilant. You just feel like just a grace of gratitude. You feel so grateful for life. And that was the first time in my life I was fully present, where I didn't think about time, I didn't think about what I had to do, what I wasn't doing. And Sia would say, when you're fully present, you can see through the illusions of life. And I was like, wow, that's incredible, right? We just had a magical day. And then at the end, we had to drive like to the Mojave Desert. And I was tired. We got there at 10. It was like 4:13, 4 o'clock, maybe. We wanted to leave at like 4:30. It probably took like 30 minutes to get to the Mojave Desert, like at least where it meets. The two deserts meet in the middle. So I go out there, see it's like, I moved you. We got to go. It's the pilgrimage. It's the sacrifice. You got to do the things you don't want to do. So drive all the way 30, 35 minutes that way. We get out. She's like, okay, connect with your ancestors here. See what they want you to receive. What are you willing to give? To people on ancestors, you know, we all have ancestors based on our bloodline, DNA, where we come from past lives. You know, also each place, location, land has ancestors, right? Like that were here before time. It's all within the spiritual realm. You connect with your ancestors, just like people connect with people who transition and passed away. It's just a little deeper, but so you said connect with the ancestors here, see what you're here to learn. And I stoop down and I'm, you know, taking a deep breath and just talking through it, speaking to spirit. And two words kept coming up, love, power, love, power, love, power, love, power. And then it was telling me like, the more I love myself, the more we love ourselves, the more power we get. So that's why it's so key to have self-love and love yourself, because the more you love yourself, the more power you get, right? So what we do, what I know I've been doing in my life, I will love myself, but I will get my power away. People, things, friends, family, because, and the reason we do it, the reason I was doing it is because I'm afraid of my power. So as I'm about to get up, we see a hummingbird fly through, like, she's like, oh my God, a hummingbird represents, like, I think, rebirth, transformation. I'll put that in the show notes, but I can't quite remember what it means, but it was a sign, a spiritual sign, a symbol. And then she has some tobacco. I forgot the name of it. She kind of like, blew on my third eye, blew on my throat chakra. She blew on my throat chakra. Just like all these visions came down that I was able to see. And I was getting a crown. Like it was like I was getting a crown. Like I was becoming a king. And basically what it represented was that me fully stepping into my power with no resistance, with no fear. Because remember, the fear is gone. And Mama Cacao was like, all the contrast that you experienced and all the negativity and all the challenges of last year and everything he was going against was to trick you, to distract you, and to get you into your power. And that's why I took you through a dark night of the soul. People who are listening to my podcast know about that episode. And boom, here we are in the middle of the Mojave Desert. There's nobody there. It's her and I. And it felt like the end of the movie where the credits came on. I got my crown and music started playing and leave. And it was just a incredulous, phenomenal, fulfilling experience. Changed my life and I'm forever changed. I see who I am. I know who I am. I know what I'm here to do. And I'm just going to help humanity heal, evolve, and transform through the power of my frequency, my voice, my physicality, what I know, and what I'm here to do. So it was a beautiful call from Mama Cacao and spirit and angels and ancestors. And I'm truly grateful. It was a great day. Probably one of the best families I ever had in my life. Probably one of the best birthdays I've ever had. And I'll never forget. Sia is an incredible soul. She was called to help me get to this dimension and this higher realm. And now I see myself and now I'm not holding back my spiritual powers of what I know I've always had, you know, but here we are. So this episode was dedicated to anyone who want to go to a different journey in life, a higher realm, and to look up cacao ceremonies. You can do it at home. Most people do it in a group setting. But tap into your spiritual powers, your soul powers, and understand what your soul purpose is. Because sometimes books and meditation and prayer or even religion might not be strong enough to open you up. And plant medicine is, and this cacao is not psychedelic. I feel like it's a way to open you up even more to get to the deep-rooted truth that you hold in your vibration, you hold in your vessel, you hold in your body. So no more fear, people. Be who you are, get to know who you are, and face your challenges. It's not easy because it took a lot of pain for me to get to that moment, but I'm so grateful for it. And I always say miracles don't come easy, but they're worth it. And I got crowned my miracle in this season of that time. Here I am on the other side and then crossed over in a higher realm. And I'm so grateful, so appreciative of life, people, places, things. Shouts out to beautiful land and ancestors of Joshua Tree. And just I'm honored. And Mama Cacao. She blessed and changed my life in that moment. And that's all, people. Normally, this episode changed you in a way, make you think a little bit more about where you at, where you want to go, and you feel truly inspired. I'm here to, you know, share my gifts, my wisdoms, my teachings and experiences to help you grow and become a better you for you. That's for me and for the world. So the more we raise our vibration, the more lifted we are, the more gifted we become, the more everyone can become more. Because it's all, we're all collectives. We're all connected. We're all one. So that's all I said. That's it. Share, subscribe, like, follow me on Instagram at Eric Bigger. Follow Bigger Talks Podcast. And check the show notes for the Miracle Season merch, the one-on-one coaching, simplified impact, and all the details of Sia and what she does, who she is. So it is. It's Miracle Season. Another Bigger Talks Podcast episode. We out. Thank you guys. Peace and love. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Bigger Talks with Eric Bigger. If you enjoyed today's conversation and found it insightful, please consider sharing this episode with a friend, a coworker, or someone who can benefit from these insightful discussions. Your support helps us reach more listeners as we continue to foster meaningful dialogues about the diverse subcultures of American life. I'm Eric Bigger, reminding you that every conversation has the power to broaden perspectives and foster connection. Until next time, keep embracing the unexpected on Bigger Talks.